This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind this Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Brett.
I didn't tell anybody where Ian is, and there are probably people that are wondering that, and at this point, if you're a podcast listener, you've gotten in two-thirds of the show and haven't got that answer yet. Ian and Daryl are being maybe honored. They're certainly at the NHCLU's annual dinner.
The New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union.
Thank you. I think that people would know, but maybe not. Maybe not. Yeah, the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union. They go every year, and it's fine. And so here we are. We've got the B crew. Brett Vinat from School Sucks Project is kicking off his School Sucks Across America tour right here in the studio that of the show that brought these ideas to him. Thank
first,
you for coming.
Right. B crew is B Brett, or is B like a substandard, or what is B in the B crew?
Just behind A.
Okay.
So you you're going across America on this this School Sucks Across America tour. What are your hopes and goals for this tour? That's how long is it?
40 days.
Okay.
You know, the number one
reason... How long Jesus spent out in the desert.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's unrelated.
Okay.
And I was just doing it as a really as a personal challenge. And then I said, well, I could publicize this, and it would be a really good opportunity to meet the people who have been listening to and supporting my show for 8 years now.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people... We did an event in Salem, Massachusetts. It was called... Renegade University and School Sucks Project present a weekend with Thaddeus Russell. So Thaddeus Russell is an author and an academic. And he's
on the show a lot.
My show, yeah.
Your show.
He's been on my show about 20 times.
And he's great.
He's a very interesting guy. He's a polarizing and controversial figure. He was kicked out of Columbia University many years ago because they didn't like his politics. And
his politics are...
He's of the left family.
Yep.
But he is really drawn to, since about, I think, 2013, he's been really drawn to libertarians. But he thinks people are kind of doing libertarianism wrong. And, you know, one of the things that he liked when he first came here was, like, the libertinism of, you know, people smoking pot in a hotel. What's the event called? The Liberty Forum.
Uh-huh.
Right. So he got on stage and congratulated people for, you know, smoking. I mean, he was like a Trump-like polarizing figure, right? He gets on stage at Liberty Forum and congratulates people for smoking pot in the hotel. So the private property people are not huge fans of that. But it led to a lot of really interesting conversations on my show. So he and I have worked together since. I think it's really, really interesting to have an academic who is continuously willing to question his own thinking, even though that's a terribly inconvenient and even dangerous thing to do in academia.
It is. It's inconvenient in life. It would be really nice to sort of nail down ideas and really get them solid. But if you're trying, if you're constantly asking yourself these questions over and over again and looking for new, better answers, you have to change the way you think. I mean, truth is well obscured because lies are dressed as the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Lies would be of no use if they looked like lies, right? The untruth. I'm using the term lies to just describe untruths, right?
Right.
If lies looked like lies, then no one would believe them. But they look like the truth, and we're told the truth, and we're inculcated with them in many cases. And so it takes a lot to tear at each one of these things and get to the core of it and like, oh, this is a lie.
Yeah.
And then, you know, go after the next one and the next one. And the truth is painful. It's venomous to the lies that we've been told throughout our lives. Because when you get a piece of truth, that venom that the truth has kills the lie that you've believed up to that point. That's not comfortable. It's painful. It hurts.
Mm-hmm. But you can make a plausible argument for any position whatsoever. And the example that I always think of is that war is good for the economy.
Yeah.
And it's simply not, I mean, you're blowing things up, and people who are the creators of wealth and the things that drive the creation of wealth, you're destroying them. That's the whole point of war.
Right. But we're told in school all the time, World War II got us out of the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what they say. And how in the world could that possibly have been the case? I mean, you know, you take here. Tell you what, if you're having money troubles at your house right now, go out to your car and smash in the windshield, because that will get you out of your money troubles.
Yeah, but
while you're at it, slash your tires. If you really want to have a good time with and make a lot of money, slash your tires while you're at it.
But you're taking the logic of one situation and applying it to one that's more practical. And what's really, I think the point here is that myth is extremely useful because it creates a positive orientation for many people towards war.
Yeah.
Which is very, very good for, you know, the finances of certain people.
Sure.
And if you can
war
get
war is great for some people.
Yeah, exactly.
People who make the weapons of war.
Absolutely. And the banks who lend the money.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But interestingly, the United States was deep in wars, then had the Great Recession. I mean, it's not like you can show people, you know, the correlation here. Yeah, whatever. We were supposed to get lower oil prices. The price of gasoline went up.
Right. So these kinds of revelations are minor league compared to what's in the book Renegade History of the United States, which was Thaddeus's book that I read. And it really blew my mind. It's a cultural history of the United States. So we did this event in August. It was a huge success. We did it in Salem, Massachusetts, because it has a lot of renegade themes, pirates and witches and the Puritans.
Fun.
And some of the stories that listeners shared just about changes they had made in their lives from the things they learned on school socks or just from deciding to take charge of their own education to not attend college, it really moved me and it really moved Thaddeus as well. So first of all, we said we should do another one of these events as soon as possible. We're doing one in L.A. at Reason Magazine headquarters, November 10th through the 12th.
That'll be fun.
Absolutely. And then I said, well, I could probably, you know, in addition to challenging myself to and having an adventure at a time where I really need to kind of break out of a comfort zone, which is a very important thing to do, I could probably also go along the way in a car, meet dozens of people, hold mini events along the way, and collect some of these stories that I think a lot of people in the audience would find really inspirational and would also probably help me re-energize myself, you know, about this message. I've been doing this for almost a decade, and I could use, you know, a good kick, and I think hearing stories from all these people who successfully implemented these things is a great way to do that.
You know what's hard, and I think you'll agree with me on this, is I do nationally syndicated radio program on the ideas of liberty day in and day out, and keeping to the basics, because we have new people who are finding our work all the time. Me through the radio and through podcast, you through podcast at schoolsucksproject.com. These people are at the starting point all the time, but they may not get that starting point podcast, right? They may be getting you doing the advanced work, the sophomore work, the junior work, the senior work, or whatever, and not that freshman work that they might have needed at that given time. It's hard to go back all the time and do that freshman work.
Yeah.
Because you have moved beyond it. You want new things for you.
Yeah, and it's also like if you repeat yourself to yourself, you feel like everybody else has heard that 1,000 times as well. So I do always want to keep that conversation moving forward, or I get off the main message of the show because my attention gets diverted into all of these things. So many exciting things happening in higher education right now. Good God. You know,
can you briefly go over them?
Oh, I just mean all of these campus like culture conflicts at Berkeley, at Yale, Mizzou.
Social babies confronting the real world.
Safe spaces and a lot of the, and even the growth of something like Antifa, which has its roots in academia and things kids are told by college professors and a kind of ideology. So,
but college professors are now saying things like, whoa, I can't give you a trigger warning on every novel we read, you bunch of little crybabies.
Some are, and they're being chastised for doing that.
Yeah, in many cases they are.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes somebody like me just say, America's doomed. What do you think? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Is America doomed?
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
The 3 most important things you can do for Free Talk Live are, 1, share 1 episode a week on Facebook or in some other social networking site. 2, buy the things you buy online through shop.freetalklive.com. 3, give $5 a month to the AMP program. It's my firm belief that Free Talk Live's AMP program is the best use of your charitable dollar among liberty-oriented organizations. Support all the organizations you love. But make sure you give $5 a month to AMP at amp.freetalklive.com.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Brett.
So, every night you lay your head on a pillow, And that pillow, well, I mean, think about it. You wash your sheets, you wash your pillowcase, you wash your pillow. I love My Pillow, and the reason, this is the name brand, My Pillow. The reason is, not only does it hold your head at the right position, and this is important, if you get headaches, place number one to start is your pillow, because it's quite possible that just the position of your neck, if you got neck pain or headaches and that kind of thing, just the position of your neck overnight is the issue. If you've got a down pillow, I'm going to go right now and say, throw that garbage away and get a hold of them at mypillow.com code FTL. We've got a 2-for-1 offer for you there at mypillow.com code FTL. But what I love about My Pillow is you can wash it. Ever tried to wash a down pillow? Thing's going to be full of mold. MyPillow.com, coupon code FTL for the best pillow I've ever experienced, and I think for you too. As a matter of fact, it's so good, I went and used that coupon code to buy them for the in-laws, or my wife bought them for her parents, I guess is probably a more accurate way to discuss it. My mother got a MyPillow. My son has their little travel pillow for him. His head's a little smaller. These things come in certain sizes so that you can get the right one for you. Everybody in my house except my dog has a MyPillow. MyPillow.com, code FTL.
My whole life I've been getting little feathers stuck in, you know, in my neck, the quill end of the down. And it is kind of a 19th century technology, isn't it? A bag stuffed with animal
bits.
Waste.
Let's go to Smoke calling in from Auburn. Smoke, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
It was actually not much on my mind, but I figured I'd call and ask a couple questions and see what you thought. The first one wasn't you heard it before. You ever heard of a multiverse theory?
Can you just give us a synopsis of what it is?
From my understanding, it's the idealization that there is multiple happenings that are not your actual reality. Like, there could be a you on the same planet Earth or even another planet in another existence that is outside of our actual universe.
Okay, so multiple universes.
Yeah.
Like sliders.
Yeah. You almost killed me there because I was going to ask you if you had an idea of what it was or, if, you know.
I've got an idea.
That was pretty much the sense of it that I had. Is there news or what's happening? What's the question?
Oh! Actually, I have a bet with somebody, and I was just asking if you personally have ever heard of it.
Yes. Me? Wait, who personally? Me, Brett, or Mark?
You, multiple people. How many people are there that can hear me right now?
In this universe, 3.
All right, in this universe, 3. And in the 3 of you in this universe, as your understanding, you all have heard of this.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, that's 4 people. I made a bet with somebody that if I could get 5 people to say they've heard of it, I'd get a kitchen table.
A kitchen table?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to destroy in this front yard for being a dumbass.
Wow, you should eat on the table. I mean, destroying something that somebody spent time to produce. Oh man, you should just eat. You get a nice kitchen table and eat on it, but and invite your friend over.
I believe in a.
Oh, that'd be nice.
In a creator.
I should take it home and invite him over to eat off of it.
That's right. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Miss Smoke. Appreciate it.
And the this creator is he's perfect. And there's only one way that it can be. So I don't believe in a multiverse.
Well, how about this for a possible multiverse? Now, I've heard a few different theories on a multiverse, right? One of them is that it's essentially like pages in time, right? So we are passing currently through the multiverse, but there's another one right 1 second. A second's an arbitrary bit of measurement, so I couldn't tell you how far they are behind me.
An instant.
Yeah, and you know, there's infinite pages in this book, and if it's like a flip book, essentially, any one instance is a universe, but that it's traveling through time at the same speed, but they're all traveling in time through the same speed, one instant behind each other, if that makes sense.
Sequentially, conveniently.
Yeah, and so then you have an infinite number of universes without having the situation where I was born you know, a woman, a merengue dancer, you know, with a hat full of fruit. Right? Like, it doesn't have to be, just because there's infinite possibilities does not mean that everything happened.
Right. So, I mean, where does this theory even come from, do we know? Is it the idea that every time there's a decision point, or every time there can be any kind of either or, that the universe splits and a new universe where the other choice happens is created? I don't know.
I don't know either. I've heard that same, that's the other theory that I've heard too, is that when a decision comes, that it changes things up. Let's go to Daryl calling in from Austin. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I believe you had a question. If is the United States doomed because of the complete, you know, because of the stuff going on in the colleges?
Well,
and,
I don't think.
Well,
yeah.
I think academia.
Before you go on, let me edit it. I probably think the United States is doomed for a variety of reasons. But when I hear about these college students and the way they think, which is so completely different than me, it just says, like, deep in my soul, something says, run away from America, right? Like I don't understand, and they scare me so much. It must be total primal fear. Go ahead, Daryl.
Yeah, well, I think the colleges may be doomed, because some of these colleges where it's completely just insane, their enrollment is down because no one wants to go to a place where you can't even, you know, argue the simplest thing. On the other hand, the United States, I think, is doomed for a number of reasons. Number two, you have states that are, you know, defying the federal government on several issues. You have a few states that are working on leaving the union. You know, there's a point where, you know, there's either a point to where once the country reaches the point of no return, I mean, it's going to start falling apart.
So you're in Auburn. Are you in Auburn, Alabama?
No, I'm in Austin, Texas.
Oh, okay. I heard. Well, that's a college town too, isn't it?
It's probably multiple colleges.
Yeah, it's a, well, actually we have New York. Well, it's a college town and a state capital and a tech center. Now.
Ah, yes. So how is the culture there? I know there's, you know, different groups that are definitely butting heads.
It's weird. I know that much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Alex, well, the funny part is you have the University of Texas, which is very much on the left wing. You have St. Edward's University, which is a Catholic university. So it's, you know, it's obviously a lot less left. There's one called, you probably never heard of it, called Houston-Tillotson University. You'll see the signs for it, you know, when you're coming into downtown.
But specifically, like the culture downtown.
Culture is very liberal, very laid back. The government wants to spend money on everything, so the people think it's okay, which most of us don't.
Sure.
It's kind of the people are nice. You probably have some of the fittest people in the country here. There's a lot of outdoorsy stuff.
I loved Austin when I was there. There was a lot of opportunities to exercise. Daryl, I thank you for the call.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors years for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Brett.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you like Free Talk Live, if you're enjoying listening, if you're a podcast listener, maybe you're a regular radio listener, the appointment listen, as so many do, according to our ratings, so many appointment listen, please go to freetalklive.com. Right there you will find a little fill-in-the-email box for the newsletter, and you will get our very unobtrusive newsletter, and we promise never, ever, ever to sell your information. I can tell you that we promise that because Ian won't let me anywhere near this list. Nowhere near it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Larry calling in from Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
The other night I was listening. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to call in, right? But you had a couple individuals call in about health care insurance. And I believe, Mark, you said, too, that you carry no health insurance at this time?
That's correct.
Okay. I think that there would be something that could be very beneficial to the residents of New Hampshire, but it may have to be worked through the legislature. I don't know for sure. But I don't know if you've ever heard of something called Atlas MD or a Dr. Umber. I think his name is Josh Umber.
Nope, I don't know anything about it.
Okay, he has something called Direct Primary Care.
Okay.
And what it does is it's got different age groups. Kids can get in for like $10 a month. It's a membership thing.
Subscription based. Yeah.
Yeah. Parents $50 a month and adults from 20 to 44, I think 45 to 64, it's $75 a month. 65 and over, it's $100 a month. But they provide a lot of services there. absolutely free.
Or included.
For that membership. Yeah. You know, stitches and things and all this other kind of stuff. They work on a cash basis, though, and it's not deductible, of course. But, for a parent and you're married with a child, so, you know, for $110 a month, a person could have this care.
We have something very similar to that. There is a free market doctor here in New Hampshire who takes care of lots of the Liberty folks, and she does something very similar to this. So it's not insurance, but it's awesome, and it's all we've needed.
Yeah, and they can have medications for like 2 and 3 cents, for a pill, and EKGs are free, and a lot of things like that too. So. This person, I don't know if this other person could set up more clinics, but this person is out of Wichita, Kansas. It's called Atlas MD, and it may help a lot of the residents out there that don't have those the money to pay for these insurance premiums and things. And seeing how that least under this current system, that penalty for the mandate for enrollment has been done away with, at least. Individuals that are not able to get that through employers or whatever.
Yeah, I think the mandate for enrollment is still there. I don't know the specifics. I'm not giving tax advice here, and this would be a better question for Melanie tomorrow night. But my wife and Melanie just did our taxes, and we had to pay something for 2016, I guess.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, for 2016, right.
Okay.
Right. I believe it's been waived now. I'm not quite sure myself, but, it may be beneficial to, pursue that. And, a lot of these individuals may be able to get that care, through them. And they work with employers as well. They can cut the employer insurance programs by using a combination of that and like catastrophic care premiums, which then employers can then, instead of purchasing health care insurance, you can get catastrophic care for $70 a month to $100 a month.
Yeah, it's a good deal. Thanks for the ideas, Larry. I think I really appreciate that. If you have any other ideas for healthcare, please give us a call. Let's talk to Greg calling in from Auburn. It's an Auburn night here on Free Talk Live. Listen to WAUB. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, what's on your mind?
Yes, hi. A little bit about myself. I went to the military for 2 years, got kicked out, and I've had 27 jobs in my life. And I've been fired from all the, maybe one or two of them. And so I have no work history for when I apply for a job. So I am thinking about starting my own business as becoming a dog walker. And so my first goal is, what do I need to do to get my name out there so people recognize who I am and to provide them good business?
Well, I think before you really think about cutting out on your own, maybe we should address the getting fired from every job you've ever had, right? Like, is there something that needs to be addressed there before you, try to start your own business and maintain client relationships?
I believe so, of course. But when I work for somebody for about a year or two, they say, I don't think the boss wants me to jump into their position because then where are they going to go? So I believe they just let me go and I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. I love to work. We're all human beings. We have to survive and I try my hardest, and I think, I should relax on that a little bit.
I'm not sure I followed the explanation there, but what have we just talked about your last three, very briefly for each one, your last three firings? What were the last three reasons you were given for being let go, and what kind of jobs were they?
I was at an Apple factory in Oswego, New York, and I believe they were bought out by a bigger major company, the same ones that own Slim Fast and Gertrude Hawk Chocolate, and the majority of them were foreigners, basically Hispanics and Asians, and there's only probably 5% Americans, and I think that's the reason they let me go. So, but yeah, I mean, my whole work history is off the charts, so I mean, I don't really have any.
What did they tell you? What did they tell you when they let you go? Because they don't, it's not just like you show up one day and the door is locked, like you have a conversation with somebody. What did they tell you when
they didn't tell you that you, they were letting you go because they were, because you were white, I assume.
No, I mean, I'll be honest with you, and this is a pretty hard topic for me, but I honestly read on online, on the internet, that a lot of Americans go to work after smoking a little marijuana each morning, right?
All right. That's now it. We're getting somewhere. Sure. True.
So the day that I was told to let go, they asked me, hey, did you smoke a little weed before work? And I said, I'm not going to lie. Yes, I did. They said, well, we're going to, you know, go home for the day and, we'll call you and let you know what's happening. So, and to be honest with you, ever since I first started that job 9 months prior, I was doing it and they finally, you know, caught on or whatnot. But before that, I was working. I was doing great. They let me go home early because I was working hard.
How many of your firings do you think were marijuana related?
Probably 95% of them.
Okay. So there we...
Give me a job in radio. Perhaps pizza delivery.
Well, so, yes. If you guys are hiring, I'm 1,000% for it. And if not, then I'll have to move to Washington, California, or somewhere.
All right, so you think dog walking might be a good match for your weed habits? Is that possible?
Do you guys think so? I mean, they go pretty hand in hand together.
More so than food packing.
Nobody wants a finger in their apples, you know?
Exactly. Especially if it's your finger. You don't want that.
I think there's a little bit of liability to be concerned about where you are, you know, handling other people's pets. And I think for a lot of people who don't understand, you know, marijuana, the idea of giving, you know, their pet over to a pothead or finding out about that later might be very upsetting. And there could be consequences for that. But I think there's a self-discipline issue here that needs to be addressed.
Greg, I'd love to talk to you more in the future. I really appreciate the call.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Yep, thank you. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3-450. I'm just so amazed that you turned that call around, Brett.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories, while I say these hobgoblins are imaginary. I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Final segment of Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray. And Brett.
You can call in. We might be able to sneak you in here, the final segment of Free Talk Live. I'll give you the number just in case. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Now, if you don't get in this evening, Free Talk Live's on 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. So feel free to call in at the top of the show tomorrow. You don't actually have to be listening. It doesn't have to be on your station at that time. Whatever it might be, we're live 7 p to 10 p Eastern time every day. If you like that, if you like that we're spreading the ideas of liberty far and wide on national radio, bringing these ideas that people haven't heard, frankly, many people have never heard these ideas of liberty presented in the fashion that we present them at the very least. If you like that, please go to the Amplifiers page, amp.freetalklive.com, and help support us. $5 a month. We've got some perks that are really great, including we've got an AMP show that we're doing that's exclusive to them. And we've got, Facebook groups and, forums and all that sort of thing that you can participate in. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ed calling in from New York. Looks like it's WAUB night here on Free Talk Live. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so I'm Ed. I'm wondering why is it that people don't, I don't know, they don't respect anything.
What's on your mind the most?
Why do people not stand during the national anthem?
Well, all right. I guess we could start with what upsets you about people not standing.
Because I'm a Marine, or I was a Marine, and I believe that they should stand to show respect to the flag.
What about why? What is the flag a symbol of to you?
The flag stands for the United States.
Okay.
They,
they get down on me when the national anthem sang, or stay seated when the national anthem's being played. You know, I can't figure it out because, you know.
Well, why do you think they're doing that?
I don't know.
Well, what reasons have you heard? I mean, so you've seen enough to know that people are doing it. You must have heard some of the discussions about why they're doing it. I don't really agree with the politics of it, but, you know, I think a lot of people feel like there is a considerable amount of injustice in the country. And again, I'm not making the argument to say that I agree with the politics of it, but I certainly do agree with some people's, you know, sense that there is racial injustice, which is one of the reasons that's been cited, police violence against minorities. And they see this as, especially people in the NFL, they see that as a platform for protest.
You know, then write a letter to the congressman. I do believe.
Have you ever written a letter to your congressman, Ed?
Yes.
How did it work out?
Good.
It did? Because I've written lots of letters to my congressman, and they usually send me back some kind of form mail, and I feel like they're not listening, and they certainly don't vote the way that I would vote.
I don't know. Maybe they don't like you. I don't know.
They probably don't.
Well, Ed, what would you say to somebody in the NFL who is, let's say, black and concerned about police violence against black people, you know, to help start to build a bridge to fix that situation? Like, they have things that are important to them. You have things that are important to you. You know, what would be the best, like, non-antagonistic case that you would make to somebody like that to get them to stand for the Pledge of the National Anthem?
I don't believe we should talk about a game. I think they're showing disrespect to the flag, to the United States. They won't stand up. They get down on a knee and whatever the hell they're doing.
So let me give you my thought on this one. You know, and I hear you. I've heard this a great deal, and my mother shares the opinion. But so, for one, they don't sit anymore. They're all going down on one knee rather than sitting, right? So they, you know, somebody said, "Hey, you're disrespecting the troops." So they said, "Well, how can I do this protest and show whatever respect?" So there's actually pictures of these NFL players down on one knee with their hands over their heart. So they're doing their very best to address this issue. But this issue is kind of like, you know, sort of a watch the birdie situation. Like, you know, they're saying, hey, and I, again, I may or may not agree with the statistics as far as unarmed black males and police shootings. But I understand at the very least what their complaint is. Their complaint is, black men are being shot in America and no one cares. And what's the response? Stand up and show respect for the people in the military and the flag. Well, wait a second. I'm trying to show respect for the military by going down on one knee rather than, I don't know, laying down in the middle of the field masturbating or whatever it is that would show more disrespect than what they're doing. They're doing their very best to show the respect and to bring about their topic. But nobody wants to talk about the topic. Everybody wants to talk about disrespect for the troops.
Let's get back to football.
Okay.
Nobody's watching the games anymore.
Yeah, I think viewership's down by 2 or 3%.
A lot more than that.
Okay, I could go look that up for you.
But that's not really an argument against what they're doing. Right? Because all that would mean is that the public is against what they're doing, but whether the public is for or against something is not an argument in favor of whether something is right or wrong, right? Like, the public could be, you know, 90% for something that's wrong. So just because less people are watching football doesn't mean that that's proof that what the people on the field are doing is wrong.
Either stand up or get out of the game, is what I'm saying.
All right, but are you going to start watching football again if people stand up for the national anthem?
Yes.
Okay.
What happened at the last Cowboys game? Because I know that the owner had said, stand up or you're going to be benched for the game. Did anybody not stand? I don't watch football myself, but I was curious to see what the players, how they would react to that. Do you know?
No, Jones said stand up or get out of the game, whatever. Something like that.
Jerry Brown.
I didn't watch the last game. The Redskins are my team.
Well, there you go. I do appreciate the call, Ed. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's interesting to me that the complaint that these people are protesting about never gets a hearing. It's all about, you know, stand up or get out. Nobody ever wants to say, you know, here's what we're going to do. It's all, you know, just pushback against the protest.
Well, it's become such a world of echo chambers that people don't even feel like they have to make the case for one side or the other. I mean, you know, it's like whenever the left pushes you towards the right, talk to somebody on the right and they'll push you right back a lot of the times if the issue is the, you know, the right one. People have these echo chambers, and in these echo chambers, they cement these ideas that they are absolutely right, that they are on the side of good, that the other side of is evil. We talked about this earlier in the show with World War II. And they don't feel like there's any argument that needs to be made, and what the result of that is very often on the left and the right is very lazy thinking.
You know, I think it was 2009 that they changed the rules as far as players coming out on the field. This isn't some kind of old-timey thing where all the players stand for the national anthem.
And that was when they teamed up with the Defense Department.
Right. Yeah. This is the United States government paying your tax money to force NFL players to participate in the national anthem. And surprise, surprise, when you're talking about teams of close to 100 people, and how many teams? Dozens of teams. I don't know how many, got to be close to 50 teams across the United States. You're talking about, what if there were 50 teams, and I don't know how many NFL teams there are, and there's 100 people on each team, you're talking about 5,000 people. 5,000 people aren't going to feel the same thing about anything. So there's some differences of opinion out there. And you're going to be better off listening to what other people's ideas are than just, you know, slamming your fist on the table and say, you're going to do it my way or I'm not going to watch football. If you don't want to watch football, don't watch football.
Indeed.
If you want to watch football, watch football. But don't do something that harms you because somebody made you mad about your favorite song.
Yeah,
that's nuts.
Well said.
Free Talk Live.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.